Chief Minister, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Are you open to be persuaded by the Prime Minister in today's meeting, or have you made your mind up on these principles?
Well, we're standing really strong on the fact that the Territory should be able to decide its energy policy and its energy mix. We understand that the federal government are, you know, pursuing a renewable agenda, and there's no problem with that per se, but what they should not be doing is trying to impose rules on states and territories when they, under their own steam, are able to make these decisions for themselves, for their people.
As you say, you know, the federal government is trying to set up some nationally consistent rules here. Do you see a case for nationally consistent rules of some sort so that you don't have horses for courses, or you do think that states and territories should each go their own way?
No, I think states and territories are elected by their community to represent the views of their community and make the laws that suit those people. And ultimately, we don't need the federal government coming in heavy-handed and trying to dictate to states and territories how they should be developing data centres or not and what energy mix they should be using. In the Territory, we have an incredibly unique situation where in less than 7 days' time, the Beetaloo Basin will be powering Territory homes and businesses. And there is enough gas in that reservation to power our entire nation for 200 years, plus support our allies and the region. And so we're in a very unique and special situation, which we want recognised by the federal government, because if data centres are to want to develop in the Territory, they should be utilising that enormous energy resource we have.
So have you spoken to the Prime Minister or any federal counterparts in the lead up to this meeting about that, and what have they said to you?
Today is the first real chance to ventilate these issues. My colleagues have been at different ministerial levels. I know the treasurers and the energy ministers have been discussing these, but we're very clear in our position as a Northern Territory. We do not want to be dictated to by Canberra. I can tell you, Tom, there's nothing Territorians hate more than a heavy-handed federal government, and I'll be here to stand our ground and make sure that Territorians are put first at National Cabinet today.
You mentioned the unique situation of the Northern Territory. Last year, when your government greenlit Beetaloo Energy to frack the Beetaloo Basin, the NT Deputy Chief Minister said that it would be a lifeline for the Territory and a way to, quote, keep the lights on. These data centres are very power hungry. So, I mean, thinking more broadly, in terms of data centres bringing on additional power, do you think that the NT can sustain very many data centres without compromising supply for households?
There is no question that the Territory can handle data centres and rapid investment as a result of the Beetaloo Basin. It will actually support and underpin economic growth that we are fighting desperately for opportunities for our people. That's the difference in the situation we're in. I don't think the everyday Australian quite understands what the Territory is about to unleash here. This is enough affordable, reliable energy for every Australian, plus our allies and the region. And so I completely appreciate, and particularly with the East Coast energy crisis, that there are concerns about data centres in southern states. But the Northern Territory has the answers to all of those problems. We can properly fuel, we can properly provide the energy in abundance to every Australian, to every data centre, to every ally that needs it. That's the scale of the resource we're sitting on, which is why we need a different approach for the Territory.
Turning now to Luke Gosling, the federal MP who was charged last month with assaulting the Northern Territory Administrator David Connolly. Mr. Gosling strenuously denies all of those charges, but he's now been charged with breaching his bail conditions. His spokesperson last night said that he had not been made aware of the circumstances of that breach. Do you have any visibility on what this is about?
No, look, these are matters for the member for Solomon, the police and the courts now. And ultimately, if all of these allegations are true, it clearly doesn't meet the expectation of our community, but, you know, it's a matter before the courts now, and that's where it needs to be resolved.
Should the Prime Minister stand him aside from his role as a special envoy?
Well, I think these are really important questions that everyday Australians are raising of the Prime Minister. There's an expectation of behaviour of elected members of Parliament, no matter what level you sit at. And I think Australians are making up their own mind about this one. And, of course, it's a matter for the Prime Minister to deal with his own team.
The government's view is that this is a legal process that'll play itself out. Mr. Gosling saying that he's innocent. His lawyer earlier this month as well has accused the NT police of, quote, politicising the matter. The NT Police Commissioner strongly pushed back on that Has this been politicised?
We refute these ridiculous claims as well. Ultimately, charges have been laid. It's a matter for the police. It's a matter for the courts, and the justice system needs to run its course. Any deflection otherwise is entirely a matter for the member for Solomon. But we're getting on with the job of delivering for the territory. And in the meantime, this creates a very unwelcome distraction and really sort of undermines credibility. But again, it's something for the Prime Minister that he needs to deal with, and we'll make sure the territory is putting its best foot forward at every opportunity so that everyday Australians can understand that the territory is here to serve, and we've got great opportunities for everyday Australians, just like solving the energy crisis.
Have you spoken to the NT Administrator, David Connolly, about this at all since the initial charges were laid?
No, I have not. As I've said, this is a matter between the police and the courts now, and it needs to be resolved that way through the justice system.
All right, you're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm Tom Crowley, and my guest is the Chief Minister for the Northern Territory, Leah Fenocchiaro. Moving on to the GST, there's been a lot of talk about Western Australia's GST share in the last week or so. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has promised that the current GST arrangements will remain in place. Are they fair?
Look, for the Northern Territory, again, things are a little bit different. We rely very heavily on GST just to be able to keep the day-to-day operations moving. Our own source revenue base has traditionally been very small, which again is why the Beetaloo Basin represents such a huge economic opportunity for us to stand on our own two feet. But we'll be fighting for our fair share. There's no doubt about that. But ultimately, the Territory actually has a different proposition it needs to put forward to the federal government above and beyond the GST contribution we currently get.
Moving on to child protection laws, you overhauled them last month, weakening the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child placement principle. The changes have been criticised by Aboriginal leaders, human rights organisations and the federal government. The Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians, Malindiri McCarthy, said it would, quote, intensify distrust and division between First Nations families and your government. Do you have the trust of First Nations families in the Territory over this matter?
First of all, Tom, I have to reject the premise of your question. What we've done is strengthen care and protection so that the safety of a child comes first. And I challenge any Australian sitting at home listening to this, what would you do when you are faced with a situation where a child is unsafe? Would you leave them just because that child is Aboriginal? It's not right. Every child, no matter what their background, what their religion, what their race, where they come from or where they live, should be supported to live their very, very best life. And that starts with being safe. So we make no apologies for the care and protection reforms we have implemented, and we will continue to make sure that young Territorians get every opportunity in life to deliver and be, you know, achieve their dreams and aspirations for the future.
The federal government does maintain, though, that this is out of step with the evidence. They're not happy with these laws. Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek said that she was, quote, looking for opportunities to put pressure on for you to, quote, do the right thing. And Malindiri McCarthy suggested that this could go to funding agreements. Have you felt any pressure from the federal government over funding or anything else relating to these laws?
Absolutely not. And again, I challenge the federal government. You know, they've got a big job to do. They should probably get on with that and leave the Northern Territory to deal with its own affairs. At the end of the day, anyone arguing with us that a child's safety shouldn't come first, well, I bring on that fight.
Leah Fenocchiaro, thank you for speaking to Radio National Breakfast.
Take care, everyone.